And the reason why I'm doing this series on the I've titled Words of Our Salvation is because many times, you know, Christians use words or they hear words and we don't fully appreciate or understand what those words mean. And sometimes we don't know whether they mean the same thing or they mean different things. So you ask somebody, are you saved? He says, no. Are you born again? Yes. Because they don't know the difference between saved and born again that is describing the same experience. Or are you justified? I don't think so. Are you redeemed? I think so. So it's important to know the different words we use to describe our salvation. And we've looked at some of them already. And today we focus on two words. New creation. New creation. Talking about if a person be in Christ, he's a new creation. And that song was taken from our main text for today, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The word or the two words new creation are present in this verse. And it describes the life of the believer that when we become believers or when we get saved or when we get born again, we become new creation. Those two words are important. I'll take time to define them a little bit because the word new may seem or may have different meanings for different people. But the word new, as it occurs in this verse, is from the Greek word kainos. There are different Greek words for new, but this particular one is kainos. Kainos means something that is new in nature and unprecedented. Something that is new in nature and unprecedented. It is something of a kind not seen before. There is another word in the Greek for new. It is neos. And neos talks about new in a different sense, that means something that is recent. So to just get the concept of new that new creation talks about, I just want to use an illustration. So a friend invites you, as we normally do. If your friend invites you and says, come and see my new car. Come and see my new car. And so you go to see your friend's new car, and then you see the new car, and it is fairly used. Fairly used. Maybe third hand, fourth hand. But when he was inviting you, he said, come and see my new car. But the car you saw was not new. So why did your friend say, come and see my new car, when he's using a second or third hand car? Because he's using new in a different sense. He means my recent car, the one which has just arrived. So he's not talking about new, that the car in nature is new, but in time, in sequence of time, the car is new. So there are two different concepts of new. Something that means the nature is new, or it just happened. It's new, it just happened. So when the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation, it doesn't mean it just happened. It means that a new nature or something new has happened, or something that was not there has happened. But sometimes even something that is new in nature may not be unprecedented. Because when we say unprecedented, as we use in the Kainos, it means that the thing was not there before and it has no history. Unprecedented. So for example, if this friend who invited you to come and see a new car invites you to come and see a car, you go to see the car and you see a freshly made Mercedes-Benz K5000. You say, Pastor, there is nothing like Mercedes-Benz K5000. Yes, that is Kainos. It means unprecedented. It is not a 200 which was there and has been made and fresh 200, but this is something, a new model, a new species that didn't exist that has been freshly made. That is what the Bible has in mind when it says you are a new creation. Not just recently made, but you didn't exist before. A new class that didn't exist. So, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new, remember, not recent, but something unprecedented. Then the word creation comes from a Greek word, ktesis, which means that which is made or a class of being. That which is made or a class of being. Kainos ktesis, new creation. It refers to something that is brought into being. So if you put the two words together, what is a new creation? A new creation is a new and unprecedented class of being. A new and unprecedented class of being. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new and unprecedented class of being. He is something that didn't exist before that has come into existence. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, not a renovated creation, not a renewed creation, not an upgraded creation, but a brand new creation that didn't exist that has been brought into being. New and unprecedented. That is a fantastic description of a being. Because if we say, for example, as a baby is born, we say, oh, that's a new baby. It's a new baby, but it's a human being. And human beings are not unprecedented. So it's new, but it is following in the path of a human being. So, but when we say a person is a new creation, something that didn't exist before has been brought into existence. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You have no idea what happened to you the day you got born again. Something that didn't used to be, it now is. We are new creation. To be a new creation, we must be in Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. In Christ. That phrase is so important. Not in church. It didn't say, therefore, if anybody goes to church, he is a new creation. It didn't say, therefore, if anybody likes praying, he's a new creation. It didn't say, if your pastor prays for you, you become a new creation. It didn't even say, therefore, anyone who reads the Bible is a new creation, or anyone who receives a prophecy is a new creation, or anyone who is nice is a new creation. Because sometimes you ask Christians, are you a Christian? Are you redeemed? Are you born again? Are you a new Christian? So I go to church. These days I've started going to church. These days I'm changing. These days I'm changing my life. It didn't say, therefore, anyone who tries to change his life is a new creation. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Outside of Christ, you are old. In Christ, you are new. To become a new creation, therefore, we have to be in Christ. We have to be in Christ. We have to belong to him. We have to have his spirit in us. We have to be a new creation. Then the passage goes on to say, if anyone be in Christ, he, she, is a new creation. Then it describes the new creation. And it says, old things have passed away. Past perfect. Not all things will pass away, or all things can pass away, or old things are passing away, but old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. It's not yet to happen. It has happened and been concluded. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things. That word things means nature and systems. Nature and systems. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old nature and systems have passed away. They are not just being passed away, it had already happened. Old things have passed away. So, what are the old things that have passed away? Two things. One, the Adamic nature in us. Old things have passed away. What is the old? The old nature. The Adamic nature, the nature of Adam that we were born with, passed away. The nature of Adam is also sometimes called the old man. The old man. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that your old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. When Jesus Christ died, your old man was crucified with him. On that cross, he was not the only one being nailed, but the old nature, the nature of Adam, was also being nailed to the cross. And not only that, the body of sin, the completion of sin in us, nailed to the cross. Slavery to sin, nailed to the cross. The old man passed away. The Adamic nature passed away. All things have passed away. And not only the old nature of Adam that passed away, the dispensation of the law passed away, because the law was also nailed to the cross. The old nature nailed to the cross, the law nailed to the cross. Old nature passed away. The law passed away. On the outside, you may look like the same person. In fact, if you go and take a picture of your before born again days and after your born again days, you are the same person. Your fingerprint is the same. Your name is the same. Probably you changed, I don't know. But you are the same person. But the Bible says something has passed away, and we're going to go deeper into what has passed away. But it says the old things have passed away. Sitting here right now, if Jesus is in your heart, the old has passed away. It's gone. And then it says all things have become new. All things have become new. So, when we become Christians, old things passed away, all things have become new. So what are the things that have become new? The Spirit of Christ in us. He's sometimes called the new man, a new spirit, the Spirit of God. Our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the old gone. Which old went? The old nature of Adam. The new came. What is the new? The Spirit of Christ. And not only the Spirit of Christ, but the dispensation of grace. God's grace came into our lives. So when we are in Christ, we don't live by the law, we live by grace. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So, if this is such a profound thing that has happened to us, what is the nature of this new creation? What does it look like? How do we identify the new creation? So I'm going to give you four characteristics of the nature of the new creation. The first thing is that the new creation is a spirit being, not a physical being. John 3:6, Jesus says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. The new creation is a spirit being, not a mental or physical being. Now, one of the reasons why people can't really tell that they're a new creation is because they are still looking at their body. Old things didn't pass away. It's the same old nose, same old forehead, same old height. So what passed away and what came? This new creation is not a physical being and is not a mental being. Your mind did not pass away and your body did not pass away. Because if your mind passes away when you become a Christian, you will lose your mind. And you can't function again. Can you imagine the day you become born again, everything in your mind wiped off? You won't even remember your name. You won't remember where your home is. You won't remember anything you've learned. So you will be unable to live on earth. So your mind remains the same. Neither does your body pass away, because when your body passes away, you are dead. So God wants a new creation. He has to only touch the place that he can replace without disturbing your existence. So he takes the spirit and changes it. But the mind doesn't change and the body doesn't change. All things pass away is the spirit, not the mind, not the body. So the new creation starts as a spirit being.